Good Sunday morning, Gloucester County. Welcome to the Good News Gloucester Radio program. Good News Gloucester Radio is our way of bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who do not have access to Facebook, YouTube, and other internet venues, and to hear from our own local pastors. So please share with your neighbors about Good News Gloucester Radio. It may be the only way many hear about our Lord and Savior. Listen now as this week's local pastor shares the good news of Jesus Christ.
Good morning, Gloucester County. This is Dustin Creasy. I'm the lead pastor at New Life Ministry Center, and it is a privilege and an honor to be with you again this morning. I'm going to be in Matthew chapter 12 today. I hope you all are having a good morning on your way to church, or if you're just listening in. We are grateful that you are doing so. So we are in Matthew chapter 12. If you want to join me there, Matthew chapter 12, I'm going to start with verse 22. I'm going to be speaking from the title, Here or There. Here or There. Then a demon-possessed man who was blind and couldn't speak, was brought to Jesus. He healed the man so that he could both speak and see. The crowd was amazed and asked, could it be that Jesus is the son of David, the Messiah? But when the Pharisees heard about the miracle, they said, no wonder he can cast out demons. He gets his power from Satan, the prince of demons. Boy, oh boy. Satan and his religious little puppets. Want your eyes closed and your mouth shut right now. They claim to have power, but they can't ever display it. Why? Because they can't. Number one, they can't. But the reason why is because if you get free, their agenda is going to get exposed. They have to shut you up so that their agenda isn't exposed. They have to keep your eyes shut so that they can't see, so that you can't see what they are doing. Jesus healed the demon-possessed man, and the first thing he did was restore his eyes and his mouth. Think about that for a second. Satan is doing just that to the righteous right now. He is trying to shut the mouths of the righteous, and I am telling you, religious bullies are being shut up right now in the name of Jesus. I believe that God is separating the religious group from the righteous group. The righteous will fall seven times, but they will just keep getting back up because they are God's, because they are seeking after his heart. And Jesus here displays what he wants to do to the church today. I believe there's the context here, and what we can learn and what we can apply from this scripture today is that Jesus is about to open your mouth again. That mouth that's been shut up for too long because Satan has been trying to keep you down and keep you out, I believe God is about to reach down and open your mouth. There are people who have the anointing of God in them that can break yokes, and God is about to give you your mouth back. He's about to give you your eyes back so that you can see clearly. Without vision, people perish. Without vision, people perish. And through the tongue, there comes life and death, life or death. And so God is going to restore the eyes and the mouths of the righteous. God is going to restore his house. He's going to restore his house. He's going to restore his house. Religious people will always think that righteous people are evil and arrogant. Like they need to keep their mouths shut. They need to stay away. Well, I tell you today, who cares? You're on the right side of this thing. You are their greatest threat, and they are ours. I want to say something here. The greatest threat to the kingdom is not Satan himself. It is religious people that are sitting in our seats every single Sunday morning and Wednesday night. The religious people are our greatest threat. They tell enough truth to turn something into a lie to fit their own agenda. Manipulation. They will always claim that your motives are like it was here. Well, he was able to do this because he was actually working for Satan, they said. If the kingdom of darkness is being cast out, it isn't because of the kingdom of darkness casting itself out. Religious people are manipulative. The only way you take their power away is to starve them of information. Listen, you are trying to share stuff with people who won't listen, and the Bible says to shake the dust off of your feet and move on to the next place. We find in John chapter 12, verse 42 through 43, it says, many people did believe in Jesus. Many people did believe in him. However, including some of the Jewish leaders, even some of the religious leaders believed him. Some of the Jewish leaders believed in him. But they would not admit it for fear that the Pharisees, there they are, the religious people, for fear that the Pharisees would expel them from the synagogue. For they loved human praise more than the praise of God. Religious people love more praise to themselves than they do praising the Lord himself. Religious people have agendas. Again, I say, many people did believe in Jesus. However, including some of the Jewish leaders, but they would not admit it for the fear of man. When you, I'm going to say it like this, what you fear is what you will ultimately, what you fear is what you ultimately will submit to. Fear causes you to come into submission. So if you fear man more than you do God, you will ultimately submit to man and its agenda. If you fear God more, you will ultimately submit to God, not man, and you will submit under his agenda. We'll get into that more of that in just a minute. Let's move on to verse 25 of chapter 12. Verse 25 of chapter 12 of Matthew says, Jesus knew their thoughts and replied, discernment, discernment, discernment. He knew their thoughts. And he replied, any kingdom divided by civil war is doomed. A town or family splintered by feuding will fall apart. And if Satan is casting out Satan, he is divided and fighting against himself. His own kingdom will not survive. And if I am empowered by Satan, what about your own exorcists? They cast out demons too, so they will condemn you for what you have said. But if I am casting out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has arrived among you. Civil war. The greatest kingdoms on earth have been destroyed, typically not by other nations necessarily in the beginning. They were only attacked by other countries when civil war began to break out within its own kingdom. It sounds like America right now. It sounds like the church right now. Let me explain. There's some fruit to this. The greatest civil war in this country happened, if you go back and study it, it happened at its root, it happened because of the church. They could not figure out the definition and culturally why slavery had changed. Why slavery, the North said that slavery was unbiblical, true, and the South said slavery was biblical. Well, what they couldn't figure out, they could not unify on the fact that culture had changed. We are no longer, in fact, biblical, when he's talking about slavery, he's not even talking about the way they were trying to operate. But at the end of the day, they couldn't even unify over one simple thing. That to treat a human being with decency in righteousness, they could not agree on that. Therefore, they began to fight each other. Because preachers could not agree upon the fact that we all bleed red. What we are seeing today in this earth is something very similar. Satan is using the same tactics he has used for years. He is trying to get us to see what is on the surface, and God said, you have the ability to judge below the surface. We can no longer continue to fight amongst ourselves. We are God's children. God made every single one of us. We all bleed red. Every single one of us bleed red. We are all God's children. The way the church goes will be the way that the world will go. Judgment begins in the house of God. Why? Because we are responsible. What the church does in moderation, the world will do with excess. Every single time. You want to know why we see such so many counties and so many places filled full of alcoholism? It's because we started drinking in the church. Now people will start saying, "Well, there are scriptures that don't back up not drinking." Okay, I hear that. However, what I have learned is this: if you have something available to you when you get stressed out, and it is in your cupboard, guess what you're going to turn to? You're going to go get that alcohol, and it eventually will destroy your life. What the church, once again, I back up to help give you some context. The church, what the church does in moderation, the world will do with excess. Every single time. Don't let your good be evil. Don't let it be spoken of evil. Don't let it even look like you are doing something evil, because you don't want your brothers and sisters to stumble and fall. Listen, Gloucester County, we can change the narrative. Who is to say that God can't break out in revival with unity in this county and change this state, change this region, change our towns, change our county, change this state, change regions, change the world? Who is to say that God can't start here? Revival is coming. I am telling you, church, revival is coming. God is separating the religious from the righteous, and God is bringing revival. When we begin to realize that God wants to revive us, when we begin to realize that God does love us, that there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, three things will happen. We will begin to repent. And then God will restore us. And then God will revive us. Gloucester County, we can change the narrative. We can change the narrative. The only man that can change this, the only people that can change this, are the righteous who will stand up for truth. There is deception that is running rampant in this earth today. Deception is running rampant. The only way you confront deception is with the truth. The only way you confront deception is with the truth. Because of how deep deception runs, we must preach the truth of the Word of God in clarity. The Bible says what it says. Jesus said what He said. He meant what He said. When we begin to speak the truth of the Word of God, deception has to run. The only reason deception is running so deep right now is because we don't have the truth in us. We are wordless. We are biblically illiterate. We need to get back in the Word of God. The reason why we are seeing so many divisions, the reason why we are seeing so much discord, is because people think they know the truth, but they are not reading the Word for themselves. They're not getting into the Word for themselves. Gloucester County, we've got to get back into the Word ourselves. To all of those who have been saved for years, I encourage you today, get back into the Word of God. Get back in there and study it and for yourself. The Bible says to renew your mind daily. And we learn in Psalms that we are to meditate on the Word. To meditate on the Word. It's not just about you reading your Bible through in a year and you end up at the end of the year not learning anything. It is more so about what you get out of a few scriptures that gets down in your heart because you have meditated on it, you have chewed on that, and the Lord has revealed and brought revelation to you. That is how we're going to change this world, is when the church gets back to being the church and they put Jesus back at the head on the throne where He belongs. The Bible says in Isaiah 6 that it was in the year that King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. We are not going to be able to see Jesus clearly until we dethrone man, until we dethrone religion, until we dethrone our selfishness, until we dethrone our own agenda. We have to dethrone in order for him to be enthroned. I'm telling you, church, there is a revival that is about to hit this land like we have never seen, and God is getting his people ready. Listen to me, there is a remnant that God has protected. There is an elect that God has protected. Many are called, but few are chosen, and the chosen are being protected. But listen to me clearly. We must get together in these last days so that we are not divided against ourselves. Listen, the Bible says very clearly, do not forsake the assembling of the saints. Watch this. We miss this part, especially when the day of the Lord is begin to approach. Don't forsake the assembling of the saints. We say that all the time. But he also says right below that, especially in the days of the Lord's approach. And listen, we have got to come together, church. It's not just doing church online anymore. We've got to get back in the house of God and fellowship. There is something powerful about the 120 who got in the upper room and the Lord did what only he could do. There's something powerful when Gideon had thousands and then God took it down to hundreds and they began to fight. God is doing something with the remnant right now. The remnant has got to get together. Let's go to verse 29. For who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man and plunder his goods? Only someone even stronger. Someone who could tie him up and then plunder his house. Anyone who isn't with me opposes me, and anyone who isn't working with me is actually working against me. Church, this scares me personally. This ought to put fear in us. This right here is why you better. We have got to be careful who we are listening and following. Listening to and following. Lord, have mercy on us. This ought to put the fear of God in us, church. Satan is behind it, but he's not necessarily the one who will be leading someone to hell necessarily. It will be those he uses to twist the word that he will convince others to be led astray. Once again, I say be careful who you are listening to. Some act like they know the word, but they don't. Listen how they talk. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We're about to read that in just a second. But out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We must be careful. You have to be strong enough to say no, church. If we don't, these religious people will tie you up just as they are doing here. Why? Only because our biblical illiteracy and laziness. No one will go to the throne and blame Satan for their mistakes. The Holy Spirit showed me years ago, he said, no one will ever come to the throne and be able to blame Satan. Listen to this. And then right after he told me that, he said this: Satan comes to kill your passion, to steal your joy, and then he sits back and watches you destroy yourself. And this right here is why Satan is not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to blame Satan for the things that you say and do. We are responsible for ourselves. No one else. We are responsible for ourselves. This is why God judges righteously. Let's move on to verse 31. So I tell you, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, which will never be forgiven. Anyone who speaks against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, either in this world or in the world to come. A tree is identified. A tree is identified by its fruit. If a tree is good, its fruit will be good. If a tree is bad, its fruit will be bad. Religious people will leave services knowing good and well the Holy Spirit just moved and then go talk bad and gossip about his righteous people, whom he just used to accomplish his mission. These people are walking on dangerous grounds. If you show me your friends, I will show you your future. He says, you brood of snakes in verse 34, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. For whatever is in your heart determines what you will say. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you this, you must give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word you speak. We lack the fear of God. We need the fear of God. I want you to hear what Proverbs 9:10-12 says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Watch this. When you pray for wisdom, know that God is saying this. If you fear me, wisdom will automatically make residence in your heart. Fear of the Lord will automatically produce wisdom. So as you're praying for wisdom, know that you ought to be seeking the fear of the God. And wisdom will automatically make residence in your heart. It's a byproduct. Wisdom is a byproduct of the fear of God. Know that if you're praying for understanding, God is saying get knowledge of the Word, and understanding will automatically make residence in your heart. Knowledge is a byproduct. I'm sorry, understanding is a byproduct of knowledge. There are times I do read the Bible and I even myself think, what in the world did I just read? But then later, because I read it, God rewards it and gives me understanding. You see, understanding is a byproduct of knowledge. The Holy Spirit will make it clear after you draw close to Him first. Watch this. Some say God will do it. Yes, that's true. But only after we do our part next. Watch this. Pay close attention to this. Draw close to God, then He draws close to you. Then, if my people who are called will do these things, then I will heal them. Submit to God, resist the devil, then he flees. Submission to God and resisting the devil will automatically make Satan flee. We're trying to pray that Satan will flee without submission to God first. I want to share one more piece out of this scripture, and then we're going to go. He says in verse 43, when an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert, seeking rest but finding none. Now what I'm about to say here is going to explain why our churches continuously go under attack, fall under attack, and can't get past the little cycles and the same issues. He says, then it says, I will return to the person I came from. So it returns and finds its former house empty, swept, and in order. Then the spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they will all enter the person and they live there. And so the person is worse off than they were before. Then will be the experience of the evil generation. Watch this. He swept his house. That's great. He got his house in order. Great. Only problem is he left his house empty. When you leave your house empty and you don't fill it back up with the Word of truth, Satan will come and attack you harder than he ever did before. When the thought process, I'm going to leave you with this, when the thought process of the church shifts from coming to church to be emptied from the junk they filled themselves with all week to coming to the house to be filled every week, that's when we are going to see everything change in our county and our community. Hey, listen, guys, I am so thankful that you've been listening today. I'm honored to be here. Thank you to Tim Bird for allowing me the opportunity. Listen, we are on 3450 George Washington Memorial Highway in Hayes, Virginia. We're at New Life Ministry Center. My name's Dustin Creasy. I'm the lead pastor there. We would love to see you. God bless, and I pray that you all have a wonderful Sunday.
Thank you, Pastor. What a wonderful message. It is hard to believe that Good News Gloucester Radio has been around this long to serve our community and to reach the lost through Jesus Christ. Many lives have changed. Many have had their faith restored or strengthened. The godly servants who have been obedient to bring you God's Word each week want you to know these words from Paul to the Thessalonians. Having so fond an affection for you, we are well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become very dear to us. That's 1 Thessalonians 2:8. My prayer is that you make Christ Lord of your life. Many want a Savior. Few make Him Lord. Savior and Lord are like water and wet. You cannot have one without the other. Praise Him daily. Dig into His Word, asking Him to guide your every step according to His will. Then be obedient to Him and enjoy more spiritual fruit than you can imagine. Paul's letter to the Romans tells us in chapter 5 that it is in your suffering, remember, suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character, hope. and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which He has given us. If you are a faithful follower of Good News Gloucester Radio, or this is your first time listening, we would love to hear from you. Please send us a note to Good News Gloucester Radio, 7319 Martin Street, Suite 2, Gloucester, Virginia, 23061. Please tune in each week to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. This program is paid for by Friends of Good News Gloucester.